This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About the debt ceiling. I mean, my goodness, we've been talking about it now for months plus. So what's the latest there? Plus, Tim Scott, he is in. Is he the optimist that the Republican Party is looking for? Is he offering an alternative to the former president? And who else could be in the mix for the Republicans? A lot to think about. Plus, the Nuggets sweep LeBron James. How about that? And there you go. First NBA Finals. That's a big one. And LeBron James still scored 31 in the first half, but it was not enough. It is about the Denver Nuggets. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hopping on and joining us wherever you are, whatever nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from. I'm sure you have heard me say, or you have heard others say, the debt ceiling, and what does it mean if we default on the debts? Well, I thought I would share something personal because my husband was in the military at one point in his life right before he went to school, and boy, does he have such interesting stories about being on an aircraft carrier. We get a thing called the Military Report from military.com. It comes to my email address. And in this edition that arrived today, big headlines, how veterans' benefits could be delayed in June by a U.S. default, and then troop paychecks could be delayed if the U.S. defaults. There was a big warning there. There was a fear about that. And, of course, there are so many people that live paycheck to paycheck or flat out have bills like the rest of us. And I've said this before, you can't do an IOU because, surprisingly, the banks won't accept it. Neither will any of the phone companies or anything else, electric companies, anything else in our lives, for that matter. So paychecks for service members would be disrupted. That was something that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned about because he was trying to help people, saying it would mean realistically for us is that we won't, in some cases, be able to pay our troops with any degree of predictability. And he said that predictability is really, really important for us. But this would have a real impact on the pockets of our troops and our civilians. He testified at a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing using those words and saying that just the other day. So his comments come as the deadline to raise what's known as this debt ceiling is rapidly, rapidly approaching. I mean, the clock is ticking very, very loudly. Republicans have been demanding spending cuts in exchange for lifting the ceiling, but the White House and Democrats are insisting the ceiling should be raised immediately to avoid a default and that any talks of spending cuts should be handled separately. So there was another meeting at the White House between President Joe Biden and congressional leaders, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. There was nothing that came out of that meeting that says it's over, we're doing it, it's going to happen. In fact, McCarthy is just describing it as productive, but they don't have a deal. So there is no deal. There is no agreement. In fact, McCarthy, the words he used was very strange. He commended what he called the professionalism and honesty in the meeting, but it's not clear if there was any headway. McCarthy said he's unwilling to consider tax increases on the wealthy, which, of course, Biden supports, or defense cuts pushed by some of the Democrats. Biden struck a more optimistic tone because he knows what this means, and that was part of the reason to cut his trip short after he came out of the G7 summit in Japan. So his statement was different. He was more about it's productive. We reiterated once again that default is off the table. The only way to move forward is in good faith toward a bipartisan agreement. So his tone was that kind of a tone. I mean, it's the third time Biden and McCarthy have met in less than 2 weeks. So this is it. They both know. I mean, we're down to the nitty-gritty. Either something's going to happen or it's not going to happen, and then you're going to have things like troops not getting their checks on time, that there's a real likelihood of that. And then veterans who definitely need those benefits, same thing, because you got about $12 billion in veterans benefits that are expected to be paid out June 1st. That's the same day the Treasury Department has named the earliest day a default could happen if Congress doesn't act to avoid it. So a default would likely delay the benefits, but for exactly how long would depend on what the next move is after a default. So there you go, just bringing it home. What does it mean for some people? There is exactly what it means, and the warnings are very, very clear and out there that if this happens, this is probably what we will see. This is going to be one of the repercussions that will happen. All right, the other thing that I mentioned right at the top, and I feel like we're talking about this $32 trillion. We're talking about the tick, tick, tick and all of that and this elusive deal. Tim Scott declaring that America is not in the decline, that we have freedom and hope and opportunity, and a very optimistic tone. The South Carolina lawmaker talking not about being a victim, not about what's happening in the country that's so awful, just saying our party and our nation are standing at a time for choosing. He said, I choose freedom and hope and opportunity. He repeatedly invoked the Biden administration during his speech. He didn't mention the former president, Trump, or any of his other Republican rivals in the 2024 contest. He just said, today I am living proof that America is the land of opportunity and not a land of oppression. And, of course, Tim Scott is the senator from South Carolina, the Republican senator who absolutely turned heads when he was elected and some of the things that he's been able to do, etc. And he filed his paperwork last week, so we knew it was just a matter of moments, really, before he was going to make it official. He's already made a $6 million ad buy in early primary states like Iowa and New Hampshire, because that's where you really push, push, push. So now he's in a crowded GOP field that includes Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor, and, of course, Donald Trump. Everybody is waiting for Ron DeSantis to make his announcement that he's in the middle of this. And I've said this before on the show, and for anyone who's just jumped on, we know it's about polls. You look in the sea of polls, and you keep watching them to get an idea. They're not 100% accurate, but to get an idea of what the messages are that are resonating with the people in the country, whether they're Republicans or not, because Democrats are also measured and so are independents. This is going to be an interesting one in 2024, and we've just begun. We've also just begun here. Coming up, we got a mailbag, also Hands Up for Heroes. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
For sure, a good song from way back when. So we've been talking about the Colorado River for a long time here on the show, and oh my gosh, what's going on with water, water, water. So a historic deal has been struck, and that's a good thing. So states along the Colorado River, check this out, which of course is a vital source of water and electricity for the West, let's face it, in America, reached an agreement with the administration to conserve an unprecedented amount of their water supply in exchange for $1.2 billion in federal funding. If you look at the Colorado River, oh, and I was fortunate enough to raft down the river at one point in my life, and it was a raging body of water, especially in the area where I was. So it's just so dry. Someplace I lived, when I lived in Vegas, and you look at Lake Mead, it was so full. Now they're finding bodies and cars and planes and all kinds of things. But it's not funny because it's showing how dry it is. So after nearly a year of negotiations and a whole bunch of deadlines that were missed, it wasn't really looking good. The deal is at least a temporary solution to protect probably one of our largest, certainly, reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, from dropping to critical levels over the next 3 years. I mean, they've fallen so dramatically, it's ridiculous. It's reduced the river's natural flow, to show you how bad it is, by 20%. Think about what that means. So to stabilize the river, the three states that make up the lower basin, people are listening to us, you know what I'm talking about, in these areas, California, Arizona, and Nevada, had agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre feet of water over the next 3 years. That's about 13% of the total allocation from the river. That's a lot, 13%. So the administration committed to compensating the states for that amount of water, which is the $1.2 billion in federal money that they've been going back and forth about. That money, where does that go? The money from the Inflation Reduction Act would pay farmers who desperately need it, Native American tribes, cities, others who forego their supplies. So you're talking about 40 million people, seven states who rely on this Colorado River Basin for drinking water and electricity, right? That is so, so big. Something had to be done, and it was looking really eerily scary, I guess is a better word, that nothing was going to happen here. And what does nothing mean? It doesn't do anything for the people in Las Vegas or in Phoenix, for example, or our friends in Tucson. So this is what had to be done. And luckily, this will help some, for sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, it's not the outcome that they really, some of the cities really wanted, but it will help, because it's a critical point at where we are at this point when it comes to the water. I mean, you look at Lake Mead and Lake Powell, that's the great examples of this lower basin states and how paralyzing it is. I mean, major source of drinking water, Los Angeles and Phoenix. So let me just say this again, Los Angeles, the river irrigates farmland that keeps supermarkets stocked with vegetables in the winter. It also provides hydropower to millions of people in the West. And the amount that is drying up the average flow, they can't keep going there. Something had to be done. You know, Arizona is a great one to look at. And I know some of you listening to me in Arizona, you've sent me plenty of emails over the last year plus. But if the cutbacks in water use followed the legal priority system, Arizona would be hit really hard. That would risk the water supplies of Tucson and Phoenix especially. So if the states deviated from the priority system and distributed cuts equally among the lower basin, California and the farming regions like the Imperial Valley would also have had a major, major blow. I mean, there's all this tension that's happening really between Arizona and California because they pull the most, for example, from Lake Mead. So the New Deal requires that the lower basin has to conserve at least 3 million acre feet by 2026, with at least half of that coming this year. So what does an acre foot mean? You know, that was like the first thing I had to look up. Acre foot. I'm trying to figure it out in my head. It's 326,000 gallons. That's what it would take to cover an acre of land with a foot of water. So all of these numbers and all of that still being finalized, but this is a good thing for a really, really terrible thing that is happening. And, you know, in Arizona, the state is saying they're going to conserve 1.1 million acre feet of water between now and 2026. I mean, it's like you got to do the rain dance, right? Rain, rain, rain. I mean, the snow and some of the rain that fell in the West helped the crisis a little bit. But with the spring runoff, of course, the reservoirs have started rising, and there's some predictions about the critical thresholds that have receded for now. Because, you know, so what is given is then taken away. But this is really, I can't emphasize enough how big that story is. And so for you that are listening in Florida, you're listening in South Carolina, you're listening in Connecticut, in New York, in the Midwest and other places in the South, all along the East, the Southeast. It affects all of us, especially when you're talking about farmland and you're talking about crops. And you could start to see that in the supermarkets, but you really, really, really would have seen it. It would have just been awful if we continue to go down that path. So this is at least an answer. It's not the ultimate solution, but it's an answer to what are we going to do? I mean, it's just that bad, right? Something else that's pretty interesting is when I think about Mexico City, speaking of the West and then further down, you know, out of the United States, I guess I didn't realize this, but of course it's there. There's a volcano that is looking like it's really going to erupt. I mean, it's already got smoke and ash and molten rock are spewing into the sky, so it's grounding planes. So it's already happening. Nearby schools are closing. Millions, though, are getting told to get ready to evacuate in Mexico because it's one step below red alert. So we're talking about 25 million people live within a 60-mile radius of Popos. That's the nickname. Popos volcano, the peak. So that level keeps getting raised. And boy, smoke and ash and molten rock. I mean, this volcano towers above Mexico City. It's considered to be, I mean, I knew it was there, but I guess I didn't realize that this was the potential of it being active. But of course, there was always that potential. It's considered one of the most dangerous in the world because of the amount of people that live so close. And Mexico City's airports, they've stopped operating because of the falling ash. The school sessions have been canceled in 11 different villages. And the next step, the red alert, triggers the mandatory evacuations. And there have been dozens of shelters that have been opened in surrounding areas because of what's happening with this volcano. And looking at I was looking at some of the video of it, and it's going to be, you can tell it is going to be bad. Anybody close to the foot of it, forget about it. But they're not the only ones keeping a close eye on it because it's just, this cloud gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So El Popo is spewing toxic fumes and ash and lumps of incandescent rock persistently for almost 30 years, but it's been in a slumber since 1994. Your thoughts coming up next as we hit the mailbag.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling. Prior to heading to the White House, McCarthy seemed optimistic a deal could get done in time to avoid default.
We can get a deal tonight, we can get a deal tomorrow, but you've got to get something done this week to be able to pass it and move it to the Senate.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students will go to trial in October. Brian Koberger appeared in court today where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. The judge then entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old. The White House is threatening a veto to a Republican-led measure that would cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The president's plan would cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for millions of borrowers. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh,
let's dig in the mail.
The mail room. Thanks for all of your thoughts and everything from A to Z. 24/7. It's open. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Bruce. Say, Kate, I listen to the show almost every night when possible, and if not, I'm catching it the next day on your website. So I just want to say sometimes you make me laugh out loud, although this whole debt ceiling thing is just so bloody annoying. I agree with you. Why can't this be a priority year after year? And if you ask a politician, they say, well, it is a priority, but it's the Democrats and the Republicans pushing back against each other and coming up with their agendas and figuring it out. And it is a third rail, so it's easy to hang that over the heads of your opponents. But that's just ridiculous. They're not hanging anyone over their heads except for the American people who are caught in the middle of this. So I agree with you. Get some people in there who know economics and can figure it out a lot better before we get in these threatening situations. All right, Bruce, high five. I agree. Yeah, that's what I say. We got smart people in this country, really smart. And maybe that's the problem, right? A lot of them don't want to run for these offices. And if we look at the people who represent, there are some good representatives in Washington. The problem is, again, the special interests, the being stymied, the hours and hours in these committee meetings where it's like, I think sometimes if I don't think I know this from running companies, from being in those positions and being in meetings after meetings after meetings, from my broadcasting background to speaking to everything else. I mean, listen, if we ran our plumbing business this way, we would be broke plumbers. I mean, eventually someone has to be Solomon. You got to figure it out and you got to cut deals. You got to make the deal happen. There is the yin and the yang, the give and the take. It's the art of compromise that works. Something has to happen, and something will happen here. But why do we keep, first of all, clicking up debt? I'm answering my own question and Bruce's, but we keep clicking up the debt, and every year, every 2 years, we have the same problem. The same problem. Ridiculous. All right, let's go to this one. I thought this was interesting. This one is from Wally. I love that name, Wally. Wally says, I bet, Kate, that you know who this guy is because I know you're a Star Wars fan. Really sad to hear about the death of Ray Stevenson. You might, or the people listening to America Tonight might remember him from other roles that he's played, whether it's Punisher or whether it's King Arthur, which I saw him in that, or whether it's Divergent, because he was part of that Divergent series. He was in the first one, but a really fine actor. And he has died right before his birthday. I don't think he was even 60 years old. Oh, yeah. You know what? He's an Irish actor and has played in a ton of roles. I'm glad you said Divergent because he was Marcus in Divergent. I followed that whole Divergent series. And he also played in, what did I really like him in? Black Sails, because I'm fascinated by the whole pirate culture thing. And if you haven't seen it, put it on your list. Black Sails, it's called. And he was in that. He was great in that. He was in Rome. And he did die before his 59th birthday. And they don't have a lot of details as to what happened or whatnot, but just RIP for a very, very fine actor. If you don't know the name, you would recognize the face if you saw his face and you watch any of the couple of things I said, because he's done much more than that, too, by the way. But those are just some things you might know him for. All right, that's why I say A to Z. Whatever it is that you're thinking about or you saw, absolutely mention it. Okay, this one is from Max, who emails us frequently. And Max says, boy, this whole thing of crying a river for these banks. I was just reading something about Jamie Dimon, Kate, and what now is happening and who's going to step in for him when he steps down, and as though he is the king of all banking, and I suppose he set himself up that way. He's set to have some huge payday. But you look at, you know, Chase, which he, of course, is the front guy in front of that, as he's the longest-serving CEO of a major Wall Street bank. And now they gobbled up First Republic. And then you look at the where we are in the world of banking and these crises, and you just shake your head and say, you know, how do any of these regional banks even survive when we just constantly are there at the foot of the behemoth banks and there is no repercussions? Nobody is held accountable for anything. Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I was thinking about this, like how many banks are there, right? How many banks do we have, like regional banks? And I saw a report when I was doing some research, that to give you an idea. So the number of commercial lenders that we've had, like if you go back to the early 2000s, there was more than 9,500 banks. And now we're like just over 5,000 banks. But to really kind of put it in perspective, you know how many banks Canada has? I know it's a different country, blah, blah, blah. Fewer than 100. Fewer than 100. So I'm like looking at bank mergers and acquisitions and seeing what the assets are and what does that mean, and regulators and what the regulations are out there, because that's part of the, you know, that's also part of the problem. So there's this fascinating document that I got. I was looking at this Congressional Research Service that is called In Focus that I got from a couple of years ago, and I was looking at their most the recent thing when they talked about banks with different charters and all of that and the regulations, and you can see how some of these banks, it's just whatever happens, happens. Like, oh, yes, there's regulations. I guess these are more than just suggestions, perhaps. I mean, look, Silicon Valley Bank was the biggest red flag ever. So there's got to be some regulations when it comes to mid-sized banks. Because who's the people that are going to get caught in the middle of this? It's the people that are the depositors. And the ecosystem of banking is, I think, is fragile. Unless you're J.P. Morgan Chase, and that would be Jamie Dimon. So, you know, I don't know. What's the next big fight after the debt limit? I was talking to a Wall Street person the other day, you know, kind of looking at the economics. So somebody I knew that was smart with numbers. And this is the next big thing, finally, talking about the whole bank situation. But first, the debt ceiling, because of the stress of the debt ceiling and what that means. This one is from Amanda, and Amanda says, Kate, I like it when you go into the man cave. It just cracks me up. I got your book, Invade the Man Cave. I'm learning a lot and laughing out loud, too. How about those Denver Nuggets? My brother has season tickets. He's been a Denver fan for a very, very long time, since he first got out of school and got a job in Denver. And I don't know that anybody was expecting, even though they're a good team, for them to eliminate the Lakers, but they did just that. And so now it's on to either Miami or Boston for the finals, and he saved up for that too. So I'm sure I'm going to be hearing every single detail of who's the best rebounder and who's doing what, but the underdog wins. Yeah, you know what? It's the first time the Nuggets have gone to the NBA Finals, and first sweep for that franchise too. I mean, they reached conference finals before losing to the Lakers four times, but they beat the Lakers in that game on Monday, the Monday night game, 113-111. And so many people were saying, oh, there's no way, LeBron James. I mean, they would have had to win four games to beat the Nuggets, because they had them in such a big hole. But this is really big, obviously, for the Nuggets, and the Nuggets just were better than the Lakers, and now it's a question of who's next, and they're going to be in the finals, and that's what they know, and they're going to get maybe an extra day, or maybe more than that, of rest, depending on what happens in that other series, and then they're off to the finals. So good for them. All right, I think we can squeeze in one more real quick. Tim says, finally, there's a candidate that I can get behind. I like Tim Scott, Kate. You know why I like him? Because I'm not hearing about doom and gloom and attacking everything else. He seems optimistic. I like his conservative style. I think a lot of what he's saying makes sense. I'm going to withhold complete judgment and my vote, but I'm going to pay attention to what he has to say. I think he is a jolt of enthusiasm for a party, my party, that desperately needs to look forward instead of behind. Okay, on that note, you can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Hands up for heroes next.
Do you have
of those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One of my favorite things to do is to highlight somebody who's done something incredible, and that can mean all kinds of things. When you call someone a hero, that is such a, that term is so interesting, right? Because people, I think of heroes in lots of different ways. I think Rick Hoyt is a hero for a lot of different reasons. If I just told you that Rick Hoyt at 61, who's a Boston Marathon icon, died, what would you know about Rick Hoyt? Not very much. But this is what Rick Hoyt did. He and his father, Dick Hoyt, became fixtures at the Boston Marathon and so many other marathons. This is what happened. So Rick Hoyt died of complications with his respiratory system, and his whole life he struggled with that. He had cerebral palsy, which left him a quadriplegic, but he and his father became part of not just the Boston Marathon, but so many other races across the country. Dick Hoyt, his father, pushed him in the chair, and they would complete these marathons. The two completed the Boston Marathon 32 times. 32 times. And here's the thing. Rick Hoyt is remembered for personifying the yes you can mentality. That's for sure, because the reason the father and son participated in more than 1,000 races besides the Boston Marathon. So other triathlons. In 1992, they completed a run and bike across the U.S. that covered 3,700 miles in 45 days. I mean, there's a statue of the father and son near the Boston Marathon starting line in Hopkinton. And what a legacy because of that courage and determination and tenacity. And what happened was that Dick, you know, wanted to do things for his son, and his son told him that he wanted to be in these races. And so Dick Hoyt, who wasn't in great shape at the time, was like, wow, how am I going to do this? And so his father figured it out. And he rigged up the chairs, and they would run in these races, and people would be there and would be waving banners and got to know them. And he just inspired so many people, millions of people with disabilities, to believe in themselves and set goals and try to accomplish anything but extraordinary things. I mean, he really had that impact. There's just no question about it. I can remember as a kid, my grandfather pointing that story out to me, because they started to get, he wasn't really looking for it, but they started to get publicity because it was so unusual. They started running in races way back in the late 70s when Rick told his dad he wanted to participate in a 5-mile race to benefit a lacrosse player who had been paralyzed in an accident. So he learned how Rick Hoyt learned when he was 12 years old how to use his head and buttons that were mounted on his chair to type out sentences. And that's what he said. He said, you know, he ultimately said, I want to show this person that life goes on and they can still lead a productive life. So that's how all of that really, really got started. And people knew who they were. You know, they, like I said, really inspired a lot of people. So hands up for Rick Hoyt, who joins his father, Dick, who died a few years ago, who's just an amazing man himself. So Rick Hoyt, dead at the age of 61, but leaving an impact. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they certainly, and he certainly heard that applause many, many times. In fact, they're going to have a Yes You Can race in honor of Dick and now Rick, too. And so good for them. Good for, again, the people that they impacted. And whatever search engine you have, look them up if you don't know who I'm talking about, and you'll see the story is just an amazing story. And he wasn't looking for publicity. His father wasn't looking for that. But, of course, it attracted attention because he was this doughy, middle-aged man who's pushing this kid and these races. And people were wanting to know more, like, what is happening here? What's this about? And they really did have some great influence on people that really needed it, that found themselves in situations that they couldn't believe they were in, and that inspiration was inspiration that so many people sorely needed. There's no question about that. All right, a little bit of this and that, some things that might have gone unnoticed. I talk about on the show often what's happening in the skies. And, of course, the thing that really scares us, besides somebody going rogue on a plane, I think is these crazy runway incursions that we've seen. And the FAA has decided that more than $100 million is going to go to airports across the country to reduce potential runway incidents. The funding was announced on Monday, and it's going to be allocated to 12 airports because of a series of close calls involving planes earlier this year. So, and of course, the incursion is when an aircraft or some kind of vehicle or person is on the protected areas at an airport designated for takeoff. And we've had too many close calls, excuse me, in the past couple of years. So the grant recipients include like Miami International Airport. They get $6 million to shift one taxiway, excuse me, and fix an intersection between two other taxiways, according to the FAA, you know, site of what they're going to do with this money. And that's huge because they desperately needed it. They have a hot spot that can get confusing for pilots. So the new funding will enhance the safety area for a very crazy, complex part of the airport. And it's going to reconfigure that, which, of course, will help the taxi lanes. Boy, if I have flown out of Miami a couple of times, and if I can avoid that airport, I do. And then the Las Vegas airport is going to get $13 million to reconfigure four taxiways, shift two runways, and install, excuse me, a runway status light that alerts pilots and others if it's safe to enter the runway, because they've had some close calls too. Tucson, their airport, is going to get $33 million, the largest grant, to construct a new taxiway and shift and rebuild a runway to be further away from a parallel runway, because they've had a problem with that, because there's just been way too many of these problems this year. So if you talk to someone from the FAA, they say we're experiencing the safest period in aviation history, but they can't take it for granted, because even those few things that have bubbled up, scary enough as to why is this happening. And last year there were at least 1,600 runway incursions at U.S. airports, according to some of the data that I was looking at. So, all you need is one collision. And there were a couple that were narrowly avoided, were really, really close, let's face it. In 2022, there were 18 serious runway incursions in the U.S. So the number is up from a low number that was reported like a decade ago. And, of course, you could talk about flights and talk about everything in between and what that means and why some of those areas are crowded. But anything they can do to separate those hot spots, I think, is a very, very good thing. So thanks to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals for this show. Be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way, people.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.